Good evening. My name's Robert Mann. I'm chairman of the Chichester Conservation Commission, and I've been an environmental professional for over 40 years. My testimony has to do with possible Northern Pass routes in Chichester. At a meeting on March 1st, with a presentation by the Northern Pass representatives, we understood that the current project goal is to construct all facilities in the area of the Concord Airport within existing rights of way. The desired route does not fall within Chichester boundaries. However, mapping of Chichester dated February 28th shows a preliminary preferred route and two preliminary alternative routes within our borders. It appears that deviation from the desired route for whatever reason and subsequent utilization of any of these possible other routes could have substantial effects on the citizens and natural resources within the town of Chichester. The Chichester Conservation Commission is an appointed board of the town of Chichester established under New Hampshire statutes. The statute charges conservation commissions with proper utilization and protection of natural resources within the town. To that end, the town in 2003 hired the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests to prepare a natural resources inventory. Consistent with the recommendations of the NRI, the town also completed, with the assistance of a consultant, a high-value wetland study covering 35 wetlands in exceeding 2 acres in area. Both of these documents can be obtained on the Chichester website. We direct your attention to the preliminary preferred route and two preliminary alternative routes shown on Chichester route mapping dated February 28th. The preferred route and the more northerly of the two preliminary alternative routes each transects unfragmented blocks exceeding 1,000 acres. The Linksfield Pond block is the largest block existing entirely within the town boundaries. These blocks are prized in that they provide important habitat to a variety of species ranging from large mammals to forest interior birds such as warblers and thrushes. The NRI further recommends both of these areas for concentration of the town's future efforts to preserve open space. Construction of Northern Pass facilities within these unfragmented blocks would be contrary to the town's open space conservation goals. Also affected by the more northerly of the preliminary alternate routes are two large wetland and highly valued wetland areas identified in the high value wetlands study. These are of extreme value to the town. Preservation of these wetlands and unfragmented upland buffers should be given the highest priority for protection. Thank you very much for the opportunity to comment this evening.